Okay, the daf here happens to have two hints to the custom of dressing up on Purim. So what we'd like to do in the next few minutes is we're going to give an entire overview of dressing up on Purim, all the halachos and the minhagim, bekitzer. So that's the source of the minhag. So the earliest mention of the minhag, apologies, the earliest source of dressing up on Purim is the tshuva of the Ma'ari Mintz, one of the Rishonim, in Siman Tes Vav. It's repeated again by the Ramah and Hilchos Purim in Siman Tafri Shari Vav. It was an apocryphal story that's told in the Lev Ivri of Akiva Yosef Schlesinger of Hungary. So he writes in the beginning, this is also not so clear, but he says the Ramah died when he was 33. The Ramah probably was older than 33 when he died, but let's just go with it for the sake of the story. The Ramah died when he was 33, and he died on the 33rd day of the Omer, in the year Shin Lamed Gimel, 33, and he wrote 33 Svarim, and by his Levaya, they wanted to praise him in 33 ways, but they only had 32. So an elderly person in the community of Krakow got up and said, I have a 33rd way. The Ramah would dress up on Purim in a costume, and he would go from home to home and remind people to not miss Maariv because of their drinking on Purim. And that was the 33rd Shevach of the Ramah. So we see that the Ramah would dress up on Purim. So the custom or the lore of the custom goes back a long time. I have 10, 11 or so reasons why we dress up on Purim. So let's go through a number of them very quickly. The implication of the Ma'ari Mintz, the Ramah, is it's simply part of Simchas Purim, La'Yehudim, Haisa Orev Simcha, and that's the simple Pshat reason why we dress up, because of the joy of Purim. The Eliyahu Rabbah writes in Siman Tafri Shari Vav, citing the Knesset Yisrael, it comes from the fact that Mordechai was escorted by Haman, B'levush Malchus, in the clothing of Malchus, and therefore we dress up as well, and part of the miracle. The Eliyahu Rabbah cites our Gemara here in Megillah Daf Yud Beis that Vashti didn't want to come to the Suda because she had a tail. Every child knows from the time that they are 3 years old that Vashti had a tail. So we see the idea that Vashti kind of had a costume. She had a tail. And therefore we dress up as well. It's similar to this, the Tshuva's Knesset Yecheskel says that Esther covered up who she was. The Gemara in Megillah says as well, people thought she was from a different nation, or the Malachim would dress up as Bnei Haman to cut down the trees in the garden of the king in order to get him in trouble. Eliyahu HaNavi dressed up as Charvona to suggest that Haman should be hanged on the tree that he built, and other midrashim as well. There's a lot of dressing up, a lot of costumes that come into play in the Megillah. The Bnei Yisachar, in his drashos in Chodesh Adar, cites the Maharam Chagiz in the Eilah HaMitzos, who says that our Gemara here in Daf Yud Beis tells us that the gezeirah against the Jewish people is because they bow down to the statue of Nebuchadnezzar. And the Gemara says, but that was only kind of like a surface level sin. They did it so they wouldn't be killed. And Hashem says, well, that's why the punishment was also only surface level. It wasn't really, it was just to get them to do tshuva, because it wasn't the essence of who they were. So the Bnei Yisachar says, so too, we dress up on Purim to show that our averos are not the essence of who we are. We are a costume. It's just the outside, but in our pnimius, our inner essence of really our neshama, we really do the right thing. We have Yiras Shemaim, and therefore we dress up to show that when we do the wrong thing, it's just a cover of who we are. The Tamim and Hagim adds that Hashem also appears hidden to us. The Gemara in Chulin says, where do we find Esther in the Megillah? Vanochi Haster Asir Panai. So again, the idea of being hidden in the story of the Megillah. The Machzis HaShekel in the Magen Avraham says it reflects that many of the non-Jews who tried to pretend that they were Jewish to escape the battle at the end of the Megillah, the Gemara says they were Misya Hadim. They tried to pretend that they were Jewish. So they dressed up as Jewish people. They put on, you know, payas and a beard. They tried to pretend they were a chassid in order to get out of the boar. And that's another place of dressing up. Or some of the Farshim say it's an aspect of v'nehafochu, of switching things around. The Sefer Minhag Yisrael Torah says that Hashem is covered in the Megillah, right? There's no reference to Shem Hashem. It's only in Rosh Tevos, Sofei Tevos, things like that. And only after 12 years of the Purim story did they look back and see Yad Hashem. The whole event takes 12 years. And therefore, again, the idea of being hidden, so too we hide ourselves with costumes. The Yaakov Ma'am Loez on Megillas Esther, also citing the Ketosah Shulchan, also the Tshuva Siach Yitzchak, all say it's a Zecher La'amalek. Why? Because when Amalek came to attack the Jewish people in the Midbar, they dressed up as if they were from Canaan, right? So Moshe would mix up the mazel, and therefore they wouldn't be able to daven against them. They would think that somebody else is so too. Part of the mitzvah of remembering Amalek is to dress up in costumes as well. Also, Agag used kishuf, right? Used magic to escape and turn into another animal so he wouldn't be discovered by Shaul HaMelech. Minigay Yisrael Torah also cites the Kol Aryeh, and this is also brought by Rav Menashe Klein, the Mishnah Halachos, and other Sfarim as well, that poor people would be embarrassed to collect tzedakah on Purim. And therefore, they would dress up like other people so they could collect tzedakah and not be embarrassed with everybody else who were getting Purim gelt. The two beautiful reasons brought by Rav Eliyahu Kitov in the Sefer HaTodah. One, he says that dressing up is the fulfillment of Ad Delo Yada. What could be more Ad Delo Yada of not knowing than dressing up as somebody else? And he also says that it's a response to the Goyim. Because the Goyim say that we stole the brachos from Esav. We dressed up, we pretended we were somebody else. So we say back to them, you also dress up and you do things that are dishonest as well. And we dress up, but we do things for the right reasons. We dress up and really inside we're righteous. But on the outside, you pretend to be righteous and to be doing the right thing. And that's just a cover, but on the inside, you're trying to hurt us and you're trying to stop the Jewish people. So those are the overview of the reasons. Let's just discuss a couple of the halachas in the remaining few minutes. The major question is, can you cross-dress on Purim? That's the real halachic issue. Can a man dress up as a woman? Can a woman dress up as a man? So the Torah says explicitly, in the end of Sefer Dvarim, that you cannot cross-dress. And this is cited in Shulchan Aruch and Yerodea, in Siman Kuf Pei Beis. And Rav Moshe Feinstein writes in Evan Ezra and Chelik Dalet, that it applies at any age that the child has das. And to the extent that he would know that he's not wearing the clothing that is gender assigned for him. Meaning, if I take a 6 months old and I put him in a pink dress, so then it's weird, but it's not usser. But if I take a 4-year-old who knows that he's supposed to wear boys' clothing and I put him in girls' clothing, so Ramosha says that's a violation of Lo Yobash. If he knows that he's dressed in an odd way, then that's a problem. So what do we do about Purim then? The source of dressing up on Purim, the Mari Mintz, is the tshuva that discusses this. The Mari Mintz, it wants to know why this became a custom that people cross-dress on Purim. The original source for dressing up on Purim is the discussion of cross-dressing. So he allows it for 3 reasons. And with these reasons, he allows other things as well. And this is what the Ramah cites lahalacha. And it's very clear, before I give the 3 reasons, it's very clear that the Mari Mintz, the Ramah, are being melamed zuchus. Meaning, they're not saying that this is Yashikach, everyone should cross-dress. They're saying, we don't like it. But this is what people do, so I'm going to give you 3 reasons together why it's okay. But people shouldn't look at the Ramah and say, ah, the Ramah says we can cross-dress, it's fine. The Ramah, if you look at the Mari Mintz, also, is a limud schus. He's trying to defend a practice that he doesn't understand. So there are 3 reasons. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah says that it's lo yilbash for a man to look in a mirror. It's considered a feminine practice to look into a mirror. Nowadays it may be different. But the Gemara says if it's kavana, he's not doing it to adorn himself. He's not doing it to look pretty. He's doing it because he wants to make sure, you know, there's nothing in his beard, something like that. So that's okay. So the first reason is, if I'm dressing up not because I want to look feminine, I'm doing it for a Simchas Purim, then maybe it's not the Isser. Tosus there says that if the minug is that men did use mirrors, then it wouldn't be lo yilbash. And therefore, if there was already a minug to dress up on Purim, it wouldn't be Isser. Since there was already an existing minug, therefore, he felt that's another reason to allow it. And finally, cites the Riva, who we know the halacha as well, is that small amounts of damages and stealing on Purim is allowed. Not that you should lechachil go and damage and steal on Purim, but the Ramah cites the halacha, if we're dancing around in your house on Purim, and through Simchas Purim I knock over one of the vases, so I'm not chayv to pay you. I should, but I'm not chayv to pay you. So we already see that the halacha is a little bit bent already on Purim. So for those 3 reasons together, the Ramah allows cross-dressing. However, the Knesset HaGadola, the Darkei Moshe himself, citing the Mari Brin, the Bach and Yerodeya, citing the Aram, all say it's usher to cross-dress on Purim. The They say the heter of stealing is a din hefker based in hefker, that basin's allowed to have certain leeway when it comes to halacha, but that's nothing to do with violating an isser in the Torah. The Taz as well, the Be'er HaGola, the Shla, the Aruch HaShulchan also object to it, the Mishnah Berurah, citing the Prima Gadim, who says it's not usher to wear one object of the opposite gender, but it might be a problem to put on the whole thing. So if you're dressed normally, but you want to put on a tiara, so then, by all means, the Mishnah Berurah would accept that. But Rov Poskim, and even the Ramah, hesitantly, doesn't even like it, would say you shouldn't cross-dress on Purim, and therefore, it would seem that L'chadchila, one should not cross-dress on Purim as well. We have an age when it comes to Purim. So the Chazon Ish is recorded as saying that one time he saw a father come with his son on Purim, and the son was dressed as a girl. And the Chazon Ish looked at the father and said, "This is chinuch," and that was the end of the conversation. And the father never did it again. So we shouldn't do it at any age as well, even on Purim. The final point is davening in costume. Is that okay on Purim? So who says it's usher? They quote Rav Yashiv saying it's usher. Rav Nissen Karelts also saying it's usher. You wouldn't stand in front of the melech in such a way, and therefore you shouldn't daven that way on Purim. However, there is a very popular minhag to do so. And I saw Rav Nachum Rabinovich, who's the Rav of the Rosh Hashiva in Malei Adumim. He says in his Tshuva Siach Nachum and Simon Mem Gimel that the minhag on Purim is to dress this way in front of great people as well. This is the Psak of Rav Azun, the Shevet Halevi in Chelek Yud. And he says, he's talking about that a chassid is allowed to dress up as a litvak, and a litvak can dress up as a chassid on Purim. That's the extent of Rav Azun's dressing up on Purim. It doesn't go much further than that. But beyond that, we don't know what Rav Azun would say. And other svarim as well say it shouldn't be too strange. You want to dress up in a costume? That's fine. It shouldn't be so weird. It shouldn't be so outlandish. Obviously, it needs to be tsanua. It needs to be appropriate. And that would be okay. But even so, I think that most people on Purim can take the extra 10 minutes, change into something that's appropriate, come to Shul Davin, and then change back in, unless it's such a complicated costume that you can't change out of it more than once. But I think probably l'halacha, people should change out of their costume and dress appropriately when it comes to tefillah on Purim. Okay.